This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we're talking about making improvements to calf barn ventilation with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. More details about their company at crystalcreeknatural.com. Dr. Leiterman, when we're making improvements to calf barn ventilation or expansion, Mother Nature can play a big role in that.
Some of the challenges we've seen for calf barn ventilation management is always troublesome because you get hot days, cold nights. The temperature almost is like a roller coaster, hot during the day, it cools down at night. And calves really like consistency and is really hard on them. And it's, I think, one of the major reasons why so many farmers struggle with respiratory disease in the same is just those underlying undulating temperatures. So despite the fact that the weather outside is constantly changing, we'd like to try to provide a consistent environment in the calf barn. And so we can do that by manipulating our ventilation systems to work with the undulating temperatures so that we can keep a steady environment in the calf barn.
So with these weather patterns, what's a good gauge for managing curtains?
The way that we manage curtains in naturally ventilated barns and the way that we run our fans in mechanically ventilated barns matter. And so as the temperature increases, we'll want to increase our ventilation rates and as it decrease ventilation rates to coincide with the temperature. One thing that's really important that I've noticed, curtain management, while it may seem easy, can actually be counterintuitive. So when we kind of have a colder, blustier day, but we still want to open the barn up, the curtains will oftentimes be open from the top, say maybe a foot or 18 inches, like cracked. If you're running tube ventilation, positive pressure tube ventilation in your calf barn, opening your curtains from the top can really negatively impact the air quality in the barn because as the air will come into the barn, say 10, 12 feet off the ground, the natural ventilation breeze will disrupt the streams of air coming out of the positive pressure tubes and take them out of the barn. But the air coming in the top curtain from the natural ventilation isn't necessarily getting down to the calf level. So here we have air from the natural ventilation of the open curtain coming in 10, 12 feet off the ground, blocking the ventilation from the positive pressure tubes, taking it out of the barn. In effect, really no fresh air is getting the calves. The fresh air from the curtain coming in is so high off the ground it doesn't reach the calves. The fresh air from the tubes is not reaching the calves. And essentially, the two systems are kind of fighting each other. We found that making a simple change, like leaving the top curtain closed and opening the curtain from the bottom up, so that at least that point when the air comes in, it's at the calf level, a couple feet off the ground. It allows the tubes to work better. It allows the air from the tubes to get all the way down to the calf level before being interrupted. And it interjects the fresh air from outside right at the calf level. So something as simple as just changing curtain management, instead of adjusting them from the top down, instead of adjusting them from the bottom up, it makes worlds of difference. It's a simple little trick, and I just can't tell you how many producers have told me that that's really helped their respiratory disease.
Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. More details about their company at crystalcreeknatural.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Agriculture making a big funding request to Congress in an expected final COVID-19 stimulus bill. It'll likely be the last major legislation before the election, and Senate Republicans don't want the kind of multi-trillion-dollar COVID stimulus bill still favored by House Democrats. American Farm Bureau Federation asking for a hefty $68 billion in the bill that could start to take shape next week. Executive Director Dale Moore says agriculture has a strong case.
We've got a number of men and women across the country, families, that simply do not have access to the food that they need, or certainly in the quantities they need, or they can't afford it because they're out of work.
He says the politics of food is feeding the nation, and that means sustaining farmers.
Whose markets have disappeared so that they don't have to destroy the crops that they're raising or the livestock that they're raising.
Moore says billions in commodities were already lost from shuttered processing plants and broken supply chains.
We've got to closely examine the supply chain and figure out how do we make sure, given all the ability that we have to produce food, that something like COVID-19 or a pandemic situation like we're in does not cause this kind of disruption in the future.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Director Dale Moore. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.